This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell Navya.
Hi, this is What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience, and we're all about having open and honest conversations. And today's episode is about men. So if you've been watching for the last couple of episodes, Mom, Nani and I have been talking about women in different contexts, whether it's been love, relationships or work. But today we're going to switch it up and do something a little different and talk about men. Especially what it means to be a modern day man, what it means to be a perfect man, and what Gen Z men think about masculinity today. So to do that, we have a special guest on our episode for today, my brother Agastya, who's going to join us, and we're going to ask him a bunch of questions about what he thinks about being a man in today's world. So stay tuned and enjoy our episode.
Navya, yes. I'm not in the best of mood today, so just...
What?
Be prepared.
Why I'm not speaking at all, why if that's the case.
How have you guys missed that I'm here
sorry.
Today?
Agastya,
I'm sitting here.
We have a new addition to our episode today, which is Agastya. Hello. Say hi.
Why are you guys smiling?
Boy.
Just, it's kind of weird to have you on this.
What?
I don't know.
It's completely normal.
He's the only person who's ever come in addition to the three of us on the podcast. Agastya?
Yes?
What do you think about masculinity as a concept? What does that mean to you?
Why are you laughing?
Because you're making me laugh.
No, because you guys never usually ask me these kind of questions.
Yeah, but we're asking you now, so...
You know, I was just talking about it with a friend yesterday. Not that I usually... It's not something we talk about as a family.
Do you think we should? Do you feel unheard?
I feel if I was uncomfortable about it, then I would speak to you guys. But it's not normal to talk about, like, what is masculinity?
Yeah,
Navya,
no one really sits there and discusses that. You should have asked a better question.
Why are you blasting me about it?
No, but what I feel about masculinity is that it's both ends. You have to embrace both masculine and feminine sides. It means, like, the emotions. Like, you call me sensitive, right? Like, I show a lot of emotion, for example. That's being in touch with your feminine side. Am I right?
Yes.
As well as your masculine side. So I think being masculine really is about being both of them equally and comfortable with showing both.
But that's just a very modern concept, because earlier what you would call toxic traits were what a man is supposed to be. He's supposed to be very emotionally strong, resilient, physically strong. Men don't cry. Men don't get scared. Men don't get hurt. But it's really nice to see that you're embracing...
I think the definition has changed over time, obviously.
Yes. Do you feel less pressure to be a certain way? To bottle up your feelings, not show nervousness, not show fear, not show emotion?
I don't think Agastya
I've never been told to not show it. So I don't think I've ever thought in my head it's wrong.
So we're doing something right. I'm doing something right.
Anyway, yeah, but I'm saying that there's so much conversation around toxic masculinity, right? And especially after feminism and women feeling more empowered now, they want to do a lot of things independently. And for example, today, if you take a girl out on a date and you offer to pay, some people get offended by that because women now feel that they are equally, you know...
How stupid of those women. Oh. You shouldn't let the men pay.
No, but I'm saying these are things that happen that, oh, we can open the door for ourselves. You don't need to open it for us. So, where do you draw that line? Are you opening doors for people?
So, what don't be chivalrous.
Yeah, no, but
How stupid is that?
Yeah, but that's
There's a difference between being chivalrous and being toxic.
Good manners.
You hold the door, open for the lady.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've done something that you thought was chivalrous and a woman has said that, oh, I can do that myself. You don't need to do it.
As long as you're doing it in a way to be polite and not show I'm the man, you can't go wrong. is my opinion. If you're opening the door not to be like, I'm the one who'll open the door, instead you're doing it because I want it's to polite. Help you. It's then it's never going to come across the wrong way.
Right.
If you're going to say, I would love to pay for this meal, you know, it's not going to come across the wrong way because you're doing it because you want to do something kind. Not like, yeah. Oh, I'm the provider, so I'll pay. It's the intent.
Now, I want to ask Nani because...
Agastya, I didn't realize you were so wise.
Moving on.
Agastya is very... He's
born an old soul.
Wise.
Yeah, he's an old soul.
Born wise.
And Navya?
Am I wise?
Navya is a new soul. She's Navya just coming to the system. Just entered the ecosystem.
I think what? I'm quite wise, guys.
She is wow. wise. Navya is very smart, centered, very...
That's
but
it.
I
Agastya is the more emotional, sensitive... Yes.
That's quite funny because typically you would say that... You would assume that the girl is more...
No, I feel Navya, my brother and me are both emotional, both
sensitive.
You're
also a very emotional person. You just don't show it.
Yeah. But you do, which is nice.
A little too much sometimes.
Yeah, a little too much sometimes.
Can I say, it's not with everyone. I'm sensitive to only a few people. Immediate family. That's it. If you ask anyone else, they complain I don't show emotion. Only the people who are very close to me, I'm very reactive to what they say. If you guys say something, I take it to heart.
Yeah, but I don't say anything to you.
Oh, is that so?
I'm asking Nani now, do you see a difference in men when, you know, you were maybe in your 20s versus now when you look at Agastya, who's in his early 20s, do you see that there's a big difference in how they are or just how they exist in society?
You know, because I come from a family of girls and the male interaction that I had mostly were my friends from my college or my school. And I don't know. I never saw it like that. And
what do you think?
I think at my time, yes, for sure.
What,
there was always
what was
that
the
thing that a man has to be strong and silent. And even when you're in getting into that where people are dating, it's always you have to wait for the guy to come up to you or the guy to propose. It was very much that. Hmm.
I would like that. It's better for a man to propose than for a... I would
really?
Be, yeah, I'd be a little awkward.
Yeah, but today
with
it's very done.
Yes.
And there were very strict gender stereotypes, which everyone kind of
like
conformed
what?
To. It was
yeah,
certain courses that women took in college versus what men took in college. And it would be odd if a man was sitting and a woman was driving. Though my grandmother was, you know, my dadi, she used to drive. My grandfather was a writer and a poet.
He
always lost
drive.
In his thoughts.
He couldn't
really drive. My dadi would drive. And it was a very big deal at that time. Today, that's not at all like an issue. So we've really progressed. And I hope we're bringing up our boys with those kind of attitudes.
Yes, what we
I remember a time when I was very disappointed because I wanted to join the army.
Yeah, I know.
At that time, they did not admit women except as a nurse.
I've grown up around very strong, very opinionated women who said everything they wanted to say, did whatever they want. So I guess I grew up in a different environment. So my thought process is different.
That brings me to my question of, do you think that the role of running the home or taking care of the children has now shifted more? Do you think men are more involved in
yes.
running a home than they were
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
Before we get into that, I want to say that also the natural tendencies of a man and a woman. I mean, I still really like that and the value of
I
that.
I also.
It's a very beautiful relationship. It's that feeling of, like, I am more gentle towards women. Like, I feel a way to be kinder, softer. And I know it may not... I'm not trying to be toxic about it. But I like treating women with more care or be gentle. If you see me with, like, one of my friends, the guys, I won't talk to them. You know, I won't talk to the girl the same way I'll talk to the guy.
These
are natural tendencies.
Natural to you.
Like, I really like the nurturing aspect of a woman. I think it's the most beautiful thing. Like, it's not in a way where they're doing it as a job for you or they're working for you. That nurturing aspect that the three of you have, I won't get with Nana. Or I won't get with Dad or with Mamu. Or, you know, like...
Look, I'm very nurturing.
Like,
are
the,
you?
You know
yes.
what I mean, right? That natural instinct is very beautiful about a woman.
Yeah.
So having all the things that are changing and growing and developing, the...
Yeah, we must not lose
that.
Yes.
That basic...
Yes. I agree with you 100%. I know what you're saying.
Now, actually, interestingly, you see a lot of stay-at-home husbands.
Yes.
Whose wives are working, but yes. they are at home taking care of the family, the children, cooking, cleaning.
Very true.
Which is
which
never
wonderful.
Happened before.
Which I think is wonderful.
Agastya, are you domestic? Would you be able to...
No, I would not. Not because I'm against the idea of it, because I just would go mad.
Because you personally don't want to.
Yeah.
But he's, in that sense, I think more... Like, his room, he's been renovating it for the last 2 years.
No.
So, he's very particular about how...
I must explain this why, because you bring this up all the time. I don't like traveling. I don't have any expensive hobby. I'm not into expensive clothes. I'm not into, like, shoes. The only thing I have a passion for is having my comfort in my space. So, I will invest in that.
Agastya has a way better aesthetic.
That makes sense. Yes,
like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Then
I'm not that person who would care that much about how my room is looking or how the house is looking. But he's very house proud.
Agastya is very house proud. You are not at all house proud.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
Abhishek is also very house proud.
Yes.
Okay, coming back, I mean, I'm not talking about just you specifically, but other boys your age and in this generation, do they feel that they have safe spaces to be emotional or talk about how they feel, not just at home, but outside the home as well?
To me, it's like, it's not, oh, this is a safe space, I'll go here and share my emotions. The emotion comes, I'll discuss it. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know? It's not such a thing.
But do you think that there are like role models, or do you think that there are accurate representations of just men out there who people are following and watching?
That's what it's being a man is so individual. There's no one template which I think anyone should follow, because each person has a different way of showing who they are from inside. So it's like finding you. It's like, I don't think you should try to be someone else, because then you're starting the cycle again, right? You're trying to play the image and then they'll keep going on and on and on. So I think find you, whatever feels natural and organic should come out.
But is there someone in like pop culture, an actor, somebody who you...
I'm looking at the men around me. I'm seeing how they express, how they behave. And mostly it's your father. It's the first comparison you make to how you should be as a man. And there are things that I really like about how he is. And there are things that I don't like, which I feel differently about. So like that, I adjusted my personality.
Okay, so do you think young boys feel like they have to, you know, look a certain way to be, you know, considered masculine or manly? Like a certain body type with like abs and like, you know, bodybuilding and all of these things. Do you feel that young boys feel pressured to look that way?
I mean, as an actor, I can say there is a pressure. As a boy, as a 22-year-old, no, there isn't pressure.
Anyway, I just want to bring up just that Agastya said that if any girl had to come into his life or be in his life, she'd have to go through us three.
Would she?
I think I'm the easiest person out of...
Hardest? Second? And then Navya also.
I think, yeah.
I'm hardest?
Yes!
But so what's happened? Will catch on
no, I'll have to say this because I spent the most time with the three of you and you all are watered down versions of each other. I just want you to know. Nani's there, then mom, and then you.
But we are becoming
you all
the same
are the
person.
Same person. They sit like this. gossip and bitch about all of us.
Yeah.
And have their own opinions, thinking you guys are some 100% correct personalities.
Akasya, I really want to know why you're saying I'm so tough.
She's very offended.
No, I'm taking it very personally.
You shouldn't. It's your best quality and your worst quality. It's very helpful. It's you also know, very unhelpful in times. is what I'm trying
no,
to say.
My observation is...
That's what I'm saying. You're very observant.
Am
and
I?
You pick up a lot.
Am I?
No.
What do you mean?
No. Someone could dance in front of you and you would miss it.
I'd be dancing with them.
No, Navya is observant. She doesn't express it.
I'm becoming more expressive. I cried when I saw his trailer.
Navya, that's not the benchmark of expressing.
Yeah, I'm saying that that's new for me.
Wow, should we clap for you that you cried?
Yeah. And I guess I just looked at me like...
And it was that really ugly crying. You know the... the face becomes really...
Agastya is an ugly cryer.
Big eyes, big tears keep...
No, actually even Agastya has a very sad cryer.
No. He cries like Mamu.
No, he's...
What about you?
Yeah, you are the worst cryer. And Agastya is always like, Mama, now.
Just stop it.
No,
he's merciless to me.
And mom have the same trait. If someone's talking to you and they're trying to get a point across, you guys will start crying.
We cry out of
frustration. So instead of talking about the point, we have to fix your emotions now. We can't talk about the issue anymore.
Do you cry when you're frustrated?
No, I get angry when I'm frustrated.
I cry when I'm frustrated. She cries when she's frustrated. I think you just genuinely cry if you're feeling bad.
Nava, you know, you're painting me out to be some real cry. When's the last time you saw me cry?
I think it was when we had a bit of a...
We're always fighting.
Yeah, you're always fighting. And I'm always the stuck in the middle trying to mediate.
But very ineffectual, may I?
She's like that little duck, you know.
Okay, so I just want to segue into talking about mental health and men.
Okay.
What do you think, Agastya?
That's a very broad question. You're a horrible host. What kind of question is this? What do you think about the weather today? What kind of question is this?
I'm asking the full question.
Ask us. Specific.
Do you think men are open about their mental health?
Navya, it's a very personal thing. And I think it's all
But you
right.
also can never tell. Someone can be absolutely fine and then they're having a lot of issues.
Yes.
Which is like...
Absolutely.
So I think everyone has a level of not revealing what's inside. Because they don't want to burden someone or they don't feel like people won't understand.
I think men now are more open to it.
I think in general, everyone is Shweta.
Yeah, but men are more vocal about like burnout, which I think they experience a lot.
Or anxiety.
I hear more people talking about depression. And another thing that people are now saying, I'm mentally exhausted.
Not people, you are saying it all the time.
Yeah.
No, mentally exhausted.
That's what I'm
leave
saying.
Leave me alone.
Guts, you have to be saying.
Okay, shut me down.
No,
okay.
No, I'm not shutting. Who am I to shut you down? You must speak.
But I think people are very exhausted mentally. She's right. Because we are dealing with 100 things every day. I'm agreeing with what she's saying. Please
say
continue
mama.
What you were saying.
No, it's okay. Finished.
No, Mama, very wrong.
I've done it. So I've said what I had to say.
Very wrong.
These kind of things are not only...
I'm laughing at Agastya.
Are you discussing seriously or
yes,
are you
yes,
in
yes,
a mood to
seriously,
make fun?
Seriously.
Okay. This is a very disturbing thing for the society today. Whether it's men or women. There's too much to deal with. Physically, mentally. There's too much available. Too much to choose from. Am I right, Agastya?
I think absolutely. And I was a very anxious person. And I'm saying was because I went through a really bad phase of it. Like I used to feel a lot of anxiety. And I think today, in the times we're in now, as much as there's more input and a lot of stuff that, you know, that can exhaust us, there's also a lot of available platforms to seek help. You can simply go onto YouTube and say, how do I feel less anxious? Mm-hmm. How do I feel more confident? How do I feel happy? How do I feel... secure. All these things are out there. Like I searched on YouTube. I'm feeling anxious. What do I do with a question mark? Like I swear, it sounds stupid.
But you meditate but a lot also.
Yeah, because I went through an anxious phase. And like when you're living in a world which has so much going on, you do one thing that just grounds you. It really helps. And I think our generation, Navya, more than theirs, are very anxious people. Like we're anxious about a lot of things, about how
like
we
what?
Look. About what will happen, about the future.
If I'm going into a situation, I'm not anxious about myself. I'm anxious about what could happen
yeah.
or what is going to happen.
But you know
that's
why?
Where my anxiety
it's
comes from.
It's because now we're so used to getting things in an instant. We've lost patience and we've lost faith. Like, you know, we've lost faith that things will work out or faith that things are going to be okay. Because we're so used to being certain about everything now. But... like, what I find really helpful is keeping faith. Like, I went through, I know you guys laugh at me, but I became very religious and spiritual and it came very naturally. It just gives you something to believe in that's beyond your control. Because there's so many things out of your control.
Do you think that helped your anxiety?
110%. Because when I started acting, doing my first film, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. If I'm going to do well, people are going to like me. Will they think I'm bad? There's so many things. I did my best and I was like, now God, I leave it up to you. I have to keep faith in something beyond me. Whoever you believe in, whether it's energy, God, you believe in your manifestations, you believe in your mother, your sister, whatever you believe in. If you just pass on that burden to that entity or person, it relieves you.
Takes the pressure off.
Takes the pressure off. Like, listen, God, I've done my work. Now what happens is in your hands. Now I can't control this beyond anything like more.
Okay, now we're going to play a game, which Agastya has to play. Okay, who are you most likely to go to if you've had a terrible breakup?
Navya.
I think me.
I think none of you.
What do you mean? Why?
I think you.
Yeah, I think you. If you've messed up really badly.
Mom.
If you want advice over a script.
Well, whether I like it or not, I'm getting it.
From all three of us.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, if you need to decide what to wear to a party, which is not a white t-shirt and blue jeans.
Navya, you.
If you want to have a spiritual discussion.
I think mom or you.
Yeah. Not me at all.
If you're hungry and you don't know what to eat.
Nani.
Yeah. Yeah, Nani.
Okay, if you want to have a nice gossip session.
All three of you, because you'll all be sitting together gossiping. So I'll just have to enter the room.
Okay, if you need skincare advice.
Mother.
Mom.
Yeah, mom.
First of all, this skincare, since we've talked about it, she's given me this eczema.
Yeah, that was my question.
Come on. She didn't give it to you.
I know, not intentionally.
But
gave it to me.
Yeah, you had it first.
I didn't have eczema.
It's
you have allergies.
I have allergies.
I want to reach out to all our fellow eczema sufferers, mom. I think we
need
to reach out to them.
Your grandmother had it.
I ain't an eczema sufferer.
Lucky,
but
touch wood. It's the worst thing.
It's the worst.
Touch wood.
The worst thing.
Very funny. But okay, since we're talking about this, I mean, I know Agastya is a big beauty product user, skincare user. You use skincare a lot.
Navya, first of all, you've really pushed it, this podcast. You've really labeled me with things that I don't do.
No, but he uses a lot of skincare.
Yeah, yeah, okay, it's a podcast, but now you're really
pushing
it.
But you use a lot of skincare.
I use face wash, face cream, sunscreen. That's it.
No, but he's like particular about his skin, which is
weird. He's an actor.
My question is not about you. My question is that do you think there are enough now beauty products and skin products for men to use?
Not for eczema. I would really request.
Make an appeal to.
I would really request, please find something for eczema. It's the worst thing. And it's especially when you're facing the screen. Like I remember looking at my cast members and they have some perfect, clean, smooth, shining, glowing skin. And I get like these rashes and all. So it's a really annoying thing.
Okay, so now let's transition into Tira Talks. And today's question is, what is one beauty stereotype you're happy that men are breaking right now?
Men basically are now taking care of their skin.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is a very good thing. There's so many products for men. It's not just about grooming your beard or your hair. It's about your skin. They're doing manicures, pedicures. Whether you're facing a camera or not, I think men in general,
they'll look more groomed.
There are lots of products now for men to use. So if you're using like an under eye thing before, even men use it.
Nice. Done?
Yes, done.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Agastya.
Thanks, Navya.
Yeah, he spoke very well. I never realized
I always knew
that you were a very
old soul.
Old soul, but I didn't realize that you were so wise.
I also didn't. You shut me up and I talk a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, I thought mom would really be talking.
So that was the end of our episode. Thank you for watching. Though we started out initially talking about modern day men and what modern day masculinity looks like, Agastya actually brought a completely fresh take about what young boys and Gen Z boys are thinking and feeling like. He spoke a lot about mental health. He spoke a lot about spirituality, which is something that he found. And then the three of us gave him a lot of our own personal opinions on what we think masculinity means. But I hope you guys enjoyed watching it. And also a big special thanks to Tira for making this possible. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do on their website, tirabeauty.com. You can download their app or you can visit their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track, composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master Shrijit Vijayan.